Hello, and welcome to the Discover Durham podcast, a podcast about the people that make Durham, North Carolina such an amazing place to visit. I'm your host, Craig Carter, Discover Durham social media strategist. Our guest today is Mike Potter, the founder of Proximity Brewing, the first Black-owned brewery in Durham. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Craig.
So tell us about your new brewery in East Durham.
Proximity Brewing Company is a project of ours that we've been working on for about 10 years now. Finally, we're able to bring it to fruition. It is a five-barrel brew house with a tap room located at 491 South Driver Street in East Durham. Wonderful vibe, great place. It's kind of like our dream come true. And really excited to be a part of the revitalization of East Durham.
Nice. So how did you get into beer?
Actually, I really started drinking craft beer in college back in the late 80s. Started kind of gravitating towards the Sierra Nevadas. Those were new beers, Sam Adams, some of those newer craft beers. And I got really excited about the direction the beer was going in and alcoholic beverages at that time. And a few years in after school, there was a wave of home brewing kind of phase that was hitting, you know, the country where you could buy kits, you could make beer in your home or in your basement or wherever. So I got hold of a couple of those kits. I think it was Northern Brewery or something like that, a company online, and started making 5-gallon batches. They were terrible to start. And it was discouraging in the beginning, but the first time that we hit one, it was like magic, and it was like, that was it. You know, I was in love with it, and just started, kept that going, and kind of got into the industry and done a lot of different, you know, different positions in the craft beer space until I decided, you know, hey, we're gonna make this a bigger project and a bigger reality.
What was your journey like from home brewer to where you are now?
That's a good question. It was, it kind of took a lot of different turns and a lot of different stops and starts. In the beginning, we kind of underestimated, how difficult it actually is to, you know, perfect beer making, the branding that's involved, running a company, running a business, all of the things that come with having an actual brewery. We just kind of underthought that. So I paused on the dream for a little while, and I started doing beer-related events and festivals and blogging with our online mag, Black Brew Culture, at the time. That was how we actually got started into, you know, building relationships and doing events in the craft beer space. As I got more acclimated and more connected to the process and learning more about it, we kind of came back on track and started putting the pieces together to actually open a brewery one day. So it's been quite a journey. Not as anticipated, some great, some highs, some lows, but all in all, it came full circle once we got serious about going in the direction of opening up brick and mortar.
Nice. What were some of those growing pains?
Challenges in making. First, you have to get a beer process down. You have to make good beer. If you can't do that, you're not going to be in business long. And that's a whole separate entity of actually running a business out of it. So you can make it and give it out to your friends, but that doesn't help you pay the bills. So, financial challenges, finding a building, identifying the right equipment, staff, you know, some of those things are the challenges. And then kind of personally just being strong enough to believe in your dream, convincing others to buy into what you're wanting to, what you see for it. You know, steady every day, kind of through the challenges, telling yourself, you know, this is going to happen. I'm gonna make it come true, and getting past any self-doubts that you may have. You know, so those are some of the major challenges. All in all, you know, physically, as far as a location and equipment, staffing, that's the easy part. It's looking in the mirror and saying, hey, I'm going to do this every single day. You got to basically tell yourself that.
So what goes into making a great beer?
Definitely have to be clean. That's one of the number one priorities. You got to make sure everything's sterile. You got to make sure you balance your hops, you balance all your ingredients. In the beginning, I mean, for me, we just follow the recipes and the basics of people who came before us. And we won't get too exotic in this first year as far as trying to do too much, making beers that are too exotic out of our kind of our class level or our talent level. So, you know, just patience, it's creativity. It's just like making a cake. You know, if you do the right, follow the recipe, you pretty much get it.
Nice. So you mentioned learning from people who came before you. Is there a history of black brewers that you looked to or discovered along the way?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a really strong building network of black-owned breweries. And within the community, beer community as a whole, there's a great network that we draw upon for advice, for, you know, direction and how should we go about doing this? What you know, just all the way down to, you know, what goes in the water, how we should set up our glycol lines, how we get this, you know, draining, pretty much everything. There's a strong network that we have that we connect to. Dirtbag L's and Hope Mills, Tito's, great guy. He's been brewing for 10 years, full steam, do collaborations with a lot of these people that connect out with us. I can call them at any time, plug in and figure out if I have a problem, how to solve it.
That's great. So where did the name Proximity Brewing come from?
Proximity Brewing came from the word itself. I kind of like the word nearness in space, time, and relationship. So it kind of symbolizes my entrepreneurial life, being around the right energy, the right people, or being in the wrong places at the wrong times and the wrong energy helped build lessons, helped build pathways to get to where we wanted to go. So knowing, staying within proximity of great energy, talented people, and building a sense of community, that's kind of where the name came from. And that's kind of how we promote our brand. Like, as long as everyone is within the proximity of something that we're trying to build and the energy that we're trying to create, we feel like that's the goal and that's a successful route to take.
Nice. So you mentioned East Durham. What makes that a great place to be?
There's a couple of things that make it really a wonderful project and a wonderful place to be. As you know, East Durham was struggled for many years, just the direction that the neighborhood was going. It was kind of abandoned, left, you know, solo. A lot of the buildings were dilapidated, empty, vacant. The neighborhood started to turn a corner with the project on Andrew and Driver, which is ours at Garland Court. And so it means a lot to have a space. And we get it all the time when the community or neighbors come in, even people that are coming back home for holidays or visits or whatever that are originally from Durham or East Durham specifically. And tell us like how proud they are to see particularly black owned businesses on that corner there with Mike D's and Congress in proximity, contributing to the uplift of the neighborhood, bringing it back to a place where people can come, shop, people can hang, feel safe, you know, moving in a direction where there's an economy building and it's not just another stop or another drive through type of place in the neighborhood. So I feel, you know, really proud about that. I feel like it's a growing neighborhood. Another 5 years and you're going to see maybe even another brewery there, possibly two or three more restaurants. It'll be definitely a destination space, and I'm happy to be on the ground floor of it.
That's great. So what does it mean to be a black entrepreneur in the city that had Durham's Black Wall Street?
Yeah, that's very important to me personally and my, you know, my family and my community and friends, just to contribute to the resurgence of a black business entrepreneurial district or city, to be known for that, and to have a lot of young entrepreneurs coming in and kind of changing, but also revitalizing and reliving the Black Wall Street mindset and you know, space and as a whole. It's really important that I contribute to that. I don't do a lot of, you know, boasting about it. I don't make that my calling card, but underneath the surface is very important. We had a bunch of a group in last night, and they were all former students of the Nativity School in East Durham, thanking our staff for being a part of the business development in East Durham, and just being someone to look up to, someone that, you know, people can say, if this can be done, this is not dead. This business, Black Wall Street concept, is still alive, and it's actually taking on a new form. And I'm excited to be a part of that. And it's very important to continue that and be successful in the brewery and everything else that we kind of put together.
That's great. What is it about Durham that makes it a special place for you to be?
Man, Durham is just super cool. It's super dope. You got a community of creatives, I think, that I tend to gravitate towards. A lot of folks, artists, business people, we all seem to have a connected network that I don't see a ceiling on. The sky's the limit for what's to come here in the city. It's still small enough to be able to create and make an impact, but it's also creative and large enough and connected to the bigger other parts of North Carolina that you're not feeling out of place or uncomfortable because the creativity is not there. So I'm excited to be a part of the new wave of creativity and businesses in this city.
That's great. So beer has become, over the past, you know, decade or so, a much more nuanced, some might say kind of possibly snobbish kind of arena. For people who might be a little intimidated where to start with beer, what would you say to them?
So the good thing about that is most of the, I do understand what you're saying about the kind of the notion of people being snobbish or pinky up or, you know, all those kind of things. And that, there's a layer of that. That's just the way it is in any industry. You're going to have that in cooking. You're going to have that in cars. People like cars, motorcycles. There's the bougie or the elite. And then there's the everyday, you know. So I would just say most bartenders, especially at Proximity, you can talk to them, ask them questions. We, in particular, in the Black community, beer is relatively new. It's, you know, it's not like yesterday new or today new, but, you know, relatively 10 years old. So people are just starting to realize that this is a great, you know, there's some great flavors, a great beers. So I would just say, you know, come in, ask questions. Feel free to try like a flight. That's always suggested in any brewery you go to. Bartenders and beer brewery owners are very willing to talk and communicate with you. We all love what we do. And as with any industry, you'll find that the people that love what they do are also willing to share and talk about that. I'm excited to do that when they don't get to talk a lot. So when they see someone come in and has a question about beer, it's their opportunity to share that and enlighten somebody. So I definitely would say don't be intimidated to try all of the styles. Get familiar with each style and what you may or may not like in each style. I mean, some people like to stick to, you know, away from IPAs or gravitate towards IPAs or pilsners. I would say try them all, see what you like, see what the common ground is between all styles, and just keep exploring. If beer's your thing, then it'll gravitate towards you.
For sure. Great advice. So you mentioned the beers that you offer, the flight. Can you tell us about your beers and describe kind of the flavors that you might find with each one?
Yeah. So at Proximity, we have 14 taps. We try to, you know, hit all of the range of styles, a couple of IPAs, a couple of stouts, pilsner, lager, seasonal thing. I don't know if the new people to beer, craft beer is a kind of seasonal thing. So in the fall, there's a certain styles that you'll see in pretty much all the breweries. Same with the summer and the winter. So our beers are kind of our creative twist on what's the standard and what's the traditional styles, like whether it's a lager or if it's a Marzen. We tend to want to add a little flair to that and present something that is creative outside of the can, on the can design, the storyline behind it. There's a lot that you can do when it comes to making and branding and marketing beer. So it's a lot of fun to have those conversations and kind of look at the development of what we're creating and, you know, just continue to offer something that that kind of puts us in competition or keeps, sets us apart from the other breweries in the state.
Something I ask every guest is, if people are in town, what would you recommend that they do when they're visiting?
Well, definitely first and foremost, after 12, come by Proximity and get your day started with a pint. You know, check out a lot of the Black-owned businesses. Check out the brewing scene. It's definitely an up-and-coming scene here. A lot of established breweries are have a name, obviously. So if you can, try to do a beer tour, try to do a brewery tour. Definitely check out the Garland Court area that we are a part of. Go to Mike D's Barbecue. You gotta check that out. You know, have a cocktail, come by Proximity, and just kind of hang out and see what the city's all about. You'll find some great restaurants. Definitely visit the downtown area, catch a game at the stadium, the Bulls game. Lots to do here.
That's great. I completely agree too. So what's in store for the future?
So we will be doing a lot more of events, beer tasting events, beer pairing events, educational stuff. We have like a brewing course that we'll be introducing. We have some partnerships that we're going to be having, like beer tours and classes, learn the basics of not only the tasting side, but the making side of making a beer. We'll be definitely continuing on with our Blacktoberfest Festival. We should be seeing a really huge year for 2024. A lot more partnerships, a lot of fun with that. That's always a huge thing. And doing some other, you know, programming that will just connect with the community. Definitely always doing projects with different community organizations and kind of making some really cool stuff, some wonderful beers, a lot of collaborations. That's a big thing of ours. We love to connect with the community, the beer community, and make products in partnership with folks. So you should see Proximity pretty much everywhere this year. Yeah.
That's great. So for people who aren't familiar with Blacktoberfest, what is that and what inspired you to start that festival?
So Blacktoberfest is our annual Black Beer Festival. We open that to the whole beer community and the whole community at large with an emphasis and a focus on people of color in the industry, brewing and distilling. We do collaborations all over the country with different breweries. Black-owned breweries travel and share the day with us. We do these one-off beers over the course of about 6 or 7 months. You know, kind of tell the story as we go, how these partnerships developed, what's in this beer, why it was special, and what it meant to each individual participant. And then we celebrate that in October with a big festival, music, games, fun, food. It's a really good time. This will be our fifth year now, I believe. Wow. Yeah, I think we're on year five. So it's a great time. It's a great experience. It's a great way for novices to kind of get introduced to various, some of this collaborations get really elaborate, and it's a lot of chance for the breweries to do things that they don't normally do as far as creations of styles or whatever. And it's just a really good time. So I'm always looking forward to producing that event.
For sure. Yeah, I've been in the past. It's a great event.
Yeah,
looking forward to it.
Looking forward to seeing you there again. I remember the first one. I remember you came with the mic and, it was great, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So if our listeners want to check out your brewery, what do they need to know?
We are open Monday through Sunday. So we're open 7 days a week. 2 to 10 p.m. They just need to know to come with a great spirit, be ready to have some laughs, be ready to chill. Our vibe is pretty chill in our tap room. We're at 491 South Driver Street, and all are welcome to come in and just enjoy the vibe, enjoy the space, and try and build a community. We love for people to continue to come, build their time slots, and build their vibe and their community within our space, and it's wide open for that.
So anything else that you'd like to mention before we wrap up?
I think that's about it, Craig. Again, it's been a pretty great and exciting ride. We're just happy to be a part of a contributing part of the beer community in Durham. So we just want to continue on that, make an impact, make a contribution, and make people happy about coming by East Durham and participating in the revitalization over there.
That's wonderful. That's great. Can't wait to see what wonderful things you have in store in the future.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you guys. Appreciate Discover Durham always showing us support.
For sure. If you're a visitor in town, make sure to stop by our Visitor Info Center at 212 West Main Street for personalized recommendations of things to do. You can subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. To follow us on social media, search for Discover Durham. Thank you to American Underground and Earfluence for hosting us in their podcast studio. And a special thank you to Blackspace and Zone for our music. I'm Craig Carter with Discover Durham. Thank you for listening.